Welcome to Yacht Crew Vlogs, where we tell the stories of those in the yachting industry. A behind-the-scenes look that discovers the individuals in the industry, their history, their passions, and what inspires them to do what they do.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest, Peter Harrison. He is the founder of Helm. How are you?
Very good. How are you doing?
Good. Now, you founded Helm back in 2015, and by June of 2021, Borrow a Boat had come along and said, you know what? We want you as part of our group. Before we get into all that, though, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I was born and raised in a small town called Bexhill on the south coast of England, which is near Hastings. From a sailing family, I did a lot of dinghy racing at a pretty competitive level internationally and stuff. And then I went on to a bit of yacht racing as well at uni. And then basically straight out of university, was planning to go and work on as crew on super yachts. There was a job I applied for in London as a charter broker, and I thought I'd go for the interview, and I got the job. So I thought I might as well try it. And that was at a company called Cosmos Yachting, and I learned a lot there. And that's actually where I met my business partner, Simon. We decided to then go off on our own and start our own firm, Helm, at the end of 2015. The rest is history, really.
Tell us a bit more about Helm.
Yeah, so I mean, Helm is kind of all about the tailored approach. So we call ourselves maybe a curated marketplace. So there's obviously thousands and thousands of charter boats in the world, and we only try to work with a select few. So the ones that we know and trust, the ones we want to maintain quality a bit better. So and essentially. Having done this for a while, we learned quite quickly that dealing with a complaint from a customer takes a lot more time than a booking, and we don't make any money from it. So we wanted to mitigate that by just only offering the boats and the companies that we know and trust. So, you know, obviously everyone's holidays are valuable in time and money. And, we kind of just want to make sure that they're getting the best fit and not wasting their time. It's all about that sort of like high quality tailored approach, making a personal connection with someone and making sure they have a really special holiday.
Well, initially you were obviously, as you were based in the UK, your clientele, your marketplace was Europe, correct?
Yeah, so predominantly it's been the UK, and we kind of focused just on the UK for many years. We've started branching out into America a bit over the last sort of 2 years, which has been great. But generally, we've not done too much marketing in the rest of Europe. But we do have the occasional, European client. But it's not something that we focused on.
What is it about the American marketplace that you think is going to be a winner for Helm?
I think it's just that, we Americans are just like very friendly, very happy people, and they generally they do appreciate service. I'm actually out in America right now and learning quite quickly that service is really important out here, but they respect that. And if you give someone a good service, they're very loyal to you. So I think that sort of like Helm ethos really resonates with Americans. So we've got made some really great clients over here, and I think that's one of the reasons why we wanted to keep going in this direction over in the States.
Catamarans have made a really big comeback. Why do you think that is?
That's so true. Catamarans have actually, like, from certain of my 10 years of doing this, I've seen the catamaran market explode. It's just because it's basically a floating villa on the water. So, getting groups, people, families on the water, and you can traveling to new places every day, but with masses of space. So they become more and more popular for that. And then if you compare them, so you're getting up towards like as comfortable as a motorboat, but with a fraction of the fuel cost. So it's a really sort of like eco way of, you know, getting on the water while still having maximum space and comfort. So I think they're you know, certainly, you know, have come on a long way, and it's a big part of the industry, but I think there's still a long way to go and watch the space, I think, for catamarans.
So are you going to be spending a little bit more time in the near future sort of concentrating on the American market?
I think so. And that, I mean, there's, like I said, obviously we love dealing with American clients, and there's obviously a lot of Americans over here. So, you know, I think that we can potentially grow quite well over here as well. But yeah, I think it's, there's another really important factor. The last, you know, few weeks and months, Europe is on discount for Americans right now with the strength of the dollar. And I think, you know, perhaps Europe might, because of this energy crisis, Europe might have a bit more of a recession than the States will. So, excuse me. So I think actually that's another sort of safer bet for us, is to try and think about, you know, the States because of that. And I think Americans will still be holidaying perhaps more than Europeans, but you know, we'll see. We're very open and happy to move in any direction, and we can be flexible. So right now we're loving our UK and American clients, and hopefully long may that continue.
Are you finding that the American clients are looking to go overseas, or is there a larger percentage that are happy to sort of play in their own backyard, as it were?
Yeah, I mean, actually, obviously, this is my first time at this show in Annapolis. A lot of the people we're meeting, they would prefer to go to the Caribbean. Obviously, that's a lot closer to home for East Coast of America than the Med. But there are some people interested in the Med, and that's actually kind of where we've obviously, we know the Mediterranean. We're all of our brokers are sailors and boaters, so they know the destinations, they know the boats, they know what they're talking about, and we kind of are Mediterranean specialists. So, you know, European holidays to Americans, and we are European, it kind of fits quite nicely. Obviously we do have specialists for the Caribbean as well, so we know that area very well as well.
It seems that the marine industry as a whole, whether it be boating, yachting, or super yachts, it seems to be sort of skyrocketing. So long may that continue. So thank you for your time.
Yeah, well, love to meet you.
You as well. You've been watching another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I have been your host. We'll see you again next time.